God bless you, dear friends. This is Prophet Berrien. During my morning time of prayer at 6 a.m., as I get up every morning, as I intercede for thousands of people on a daily basis, I'm prophesying literally to thousands of people on a daily basis. But God dropped your name into my spirit, and he began to speak to me and says, tell my servant, tell my child that I'm bringing you into a season of a brand new anointing. I'm bringing you into a season of increase. I'm bringing you into a season of greater leadership, for I have called you to be a leader. I have called you to be a dreamer, and yea, even the anointing of a Joseph does rest upon thee. For I have called thee to be a leader, and a great anointing I have placed upon your life. I want you to begin to know that the Lord says unto thee that you will come into a season and a time of greater creation, and you're going to have the ability that even in this season to begin to manifest and create the very things that you have been seeking. And yea, God will say unto thee that shall be a new strength that shall rest upon thee, and you will come into a season where I will cause you to be single-minded. You will come into a season where I will cause you to be a creator, and you will create even as your heavenly Father has, and you will come into a time of new beginnings. For the Lord will say unto thee that I shall fill thee with a unique anointing, and my glory shall rest upon thee. And you're going to begin to see a brand new anointing, for I have called you to be a pioneer. I have called you to be one that is independent, and you will attain some new things even in this hour. And you will see the Spirit of the Lord move upon thee in ways that you have never known before. And yea, you will see doors open that had seemed to have been closed before. For know that I have given you a strong will, and I have made thee to be a winner. And you will come into a season where you will not take no for an answer. For the Lord says unto thee that I have called thee to be an original. I have called thee to be one that is daring. I have called thee to be one that is inventive. And yea, you will see me move upon your life, for I have gifted thee, yea, saith the Lord. And you will rise to the top, and you will come into a season of brand new beginnings. Now God says unto thee, be not overly aggressive, be not impatient, but know that all things are moving according to my divine purpose and my divine timing. For you will see new avenues of blessings. You will see that some powerful things shall happen unto thee. For I have called thee to move into a next realm and a new dimension in me. And you're going to achieve great leadership, and you will be known even in your community. For I will make thee a strong tower, yea, saith the Lord. And yea, I shall place a double anointing upon thee. Oh, watch and see, yea, saith the Lord. For what the enemy meant for evil, God says, I will turn it to good. And you will come into a season of new answers. You will come into a season of change that shall bless the very works of your hands. Oh, prepare thyself. For the Lord says unto thee that new connections shall come unto thee. And yea, I will even strengthen thy body. I will strengthen even the lungs, yea, saith the Lord. And as you step up, you will move into a season where I will touch your mind, where new ideas will prosper you. And yea, you will see where you will step into a season of great spirituality. For I will, you will develop more profound anointing and giftings for what I have placed inside of thee. And you're going to see that I will extend thy hand, yea, even in this season. For even as the olive branch, I will raise thee up. For the Lord says unto thee, for I have caused thee to be one that is willing. And you're going to see some blessed, good, fortunate things opening up for thee. For promotions are in store. Promotions are in store. For the Lord says unto thee, that I have called thee to be a leader in regards to family affairs. And yea, God says, even through the writing, even writing, even in this season. For the Lord says, I have given thee much endurance, and as you surrender your will unto my will, I will bless the very works of your hands. And you're going to begin to see new things opening up for thee, and you're going to attract the blessings of the Lord. For you have just stepped into a new cycle, and yea, you will triumph. You will triumph over the obstacles, and you will obtain new things even in this hour. For things are turning. There will be many things turning in your life's path. For the Lord says unto thee, that I will remove even the works of the enemy, and I will open up heaven's door unto thee. Prepare thyself, for I will visit thee even in the night hours. Even in the night hours you will see me move upon thee. Oh, watch and see, for positive things are opening up for thee. And I will strengthen thee. I will do a new thing in thee, and I will raise thee up. And you will see that I will touch your mind in a brand new way. Now get in my word, yea, saith the Lord. Get in my word and study my word, and watch me bring thee into a season of new revelations, of new dimensions, of new heights. For the Lord says unto thee, you will lead many, and many will hear thy voice, and I will stir up the gift inside of thee. Oh, watch and see, my child, watch and see, for I will do a new thing in thee, saith the Spirit of the Lord. My God, there's so much more that I want to talk to you about today. I want you to know that Father has not forgotten thee. I want you to begin to know that you are on the heart of the Father. Believer, know that God is blessing thee. Listen, my friend, I'm getting ready to travel out of the state to go minister. I'll be heading to Georgia to go minister. More than ever, I need your support. I want you to get a miracle seed in today of $41, according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Get your seed in the ground this evening of $41. By now, I know that you have been blessed. So I want you to move in faith. I want you to move in faith and get your seed in the ground to help me spread the gospel. I love prophesying and I love touching people. I'm going to go into a revival as I'm going to be teaching healing and prophesying the word of the Lord into the lives of the people. My deepest desire is to spread the gospel. My deepest longing, my deepest love is to preach the gospel and to save souls for the kingdom of God. We're in a season and a time unlike never before where we need God like we've never needed him before. It's a season and a time of great prayer. While in my time of prayer, God dropped your name in my spirit. And he says, tell my child what I'm saying unto them in this season. Tell them that I have not forgotten them. Tell them that I'm going to save lost ones. Tell them that they will come into a season of new support. Tell my child that I have sent forth mine angels to cover, to protect, to bring peace, to bring new joy. By now I know that you're feeling the presence of the Lord. So I want you to begin to move in faith and help me spread the gospel. I want you to click on the button right after this here and get your seed in the ground within the next 24 to 48 hours. Don't procrastinate. That's the works of the enemy. Dear friend, I've already poured my heart out. I've given to you what Father has spoken to me concerning you. As an additional gift, when you release your seed, the company of prophets will also do an additional prophecy for you with your miracle seed. I'll get that out to you via email. Thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Peace.